AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump says this is a big day for America.
And I hope it's unifying like I think, but it is. It's a big step toward unification.
The Supreme Court is rejecting attempts by states to take Trump's name off presidential primary ballots because of the Capitol riot. The ruling was unanimous. The justices ruled a day before Super Tuesday primaries. States cannot invoke a post-Civil War constitutional provision to keep presidential candidates from appearing on ballots over connections to insurrection. Congress has that power. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's one of several cases either involving Trump directly or that could affect his chances of becoming president again. The high court will hear arguments late next month about whether Trump can be criminally prosecuted on election interference charges. The timing raises questions over whether Trump would be tried before the election.
Two attorneys for then-President Donald Trump orchestrated a plan for fake electors to file paperwork falsely saying he won Wisconsin in a strategy to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 victory there. That's according to a lawsuit settlement reached today. Tammy Astlin survived a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, and today she told lawmakers to pass stricter gun laws.
I would love our government officials from our local and up to the present to put down their partisan lines and try to approach us like a parent would.
18 people were killed in Lewiston in October. At least 7 feet of snow is blanketing parts of the Sierra Nevada, and there is more snow in the forecast. Slater Stewart in Truckee, California, is hoping to safely get some skiing in today.
There's a wind slab and storm slab. The storm has been pretty crazy. I've mostly just been hanging out inside, but today we're gonna go ski some mellow tree lines and hopefully avoid the avalanches.
The Dow finished down 97 points. This is AP News. There are more safety issues at Boeing.
Federal safety officials say an audit of manufacturing at airplane maker Boeing and its key supplier turned up multiple instances of them failing to make sure manufacturing met quality standards. The FAA said that it found non-compliance issues with Boeing's manufacturing process control and parts handling and storage. The agency has stepped up its scrutiny of Boeing since early January when a panel blew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 as it flew 16,000 feet above Oregon. The jet was able to land safely. I'm Shelley Adler.
There is a nighttime curfew in effect in Haiti after armed gang members overran the two biggest prisons and freed thousands of inmates over the weekend. Gangs already are estimated to control up to 80% of the capital, Port-au-Prince. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.